It's always safer when you get the applause when you start rather than when you finish, because then you kind of figure it out. So I appreciate the fellows and former fellows who are here in the audience. You could raise your hands and thank you for being here. And also, I'd like to acknowledge Larissa Smith, who's one of my cohorts in crime. Yay! And I too have nothing to disclose, or as Lily appropriately said, no financial relationships to disclose. The other relationships I'll keep to myself. So I'm really excited to share with you the exciting work that we're doing at the Satcher Health Leadership Institute at Morehouse School of Medicine. Just for clarification, Morehouse College is across the street. Morehouse School of Medicine started in Morehouse College 40 years ago. It's an independent school, and I direct health policy at the Satcher Health Leadership Institute, which was established at Morehouse School of Medicine by Dr. David Satcher in 2006, with the mission of developing a diverse group of exceptional health leaders, advancing and supporting comprehensive health system strategies, and actively promoting policies and practices that will reduce and ultimately eliminate disparities in health. Our Health Policy Leadership Fellowship began 3 years later in 2009 to provide physicians and postdoctoral professionals the specific knowledge, skills, and experiences to prepare them for leadership roles, promoting and implementing policies that reduce disparities and advance health equity. And we're particularly interested in developing health leaders from those communities most affected by health disparities. Dr. Satcher was really struck by the IOM report saying that we can't leave the development of public health leaders to chance, and that we need to be intentional. And I think his career in public health as a public health leader let him recognize the importance of leadership and having the opportunity to bring your vision and perspective to leadership roles. So we're actually in the seventh year of our fellowship program with 26 program graduates. It's a 10-month multidisciplinary training program intentionally focused on leadership development, health policy, and health equity, with concentrations in both sexual health and behavioral health. It's the only health policy fellowship in the country that I'm aware of that is intentionally focused on advancing health equity. I had the wonderful opportunity to be a Robert Wood Johnson Health Policy Fellow, and their expectation was that when I finished, I would go out and do great things. But what that meant was kind of left to chance. We are intentionally focused on developing leaders who, as the title of the program suggests, will be champions for health equity. As a result, both health equity and diversity are both core values and core characteristics that are really integrated both across the program design and its implementation. So one of the things that we emphasize a lot in our program, and I'm sure the fellows here will kind of nod and go, yeah, is the importance of language, both from the perspective of cultural humility and sensitivity, but also to ensure clarity of meaning. We know that the same words in different contexts often mean different things. So for purposes of this discussion in our program, we use the HHS and Healthy People 2020 definition of health disparities, which are health differences closely linked with social, economic, and or environmental disadvantage. And it's a lens that includes groups that have been systematically subject to greater obstacles or barriers to health. It includes race, ethnicity, and low income, which has kind of been the classic groups that have been included in discussions about disparities. But it's much broader than that, and we embrace that broad definition that also looks at geography. It looks at sexual orientation and gender identity. It looks at ability. It looks at disparities experienced by people with chronic mental health disorders or substance use disorders. and really any other characteristics that have been historically linked to discrimination or exclusion. For our definition of health equity, we go a little bit further than the HHS definition, which kind of defines the state, and we accept some of the assurance language that public health has adopted. And it's really a definition that was led by Kamara Jones, one of our associates, and also, as I'm proud to share, the incoming APHA president. And so our definition is really about assuring the conditions for optimal health for all people. And as you know, that requires valuing all people equally. It also requires matching resources to need, which is a significant challenge. As a practical matter, building health equity in all policies into a training program means really thinking about what the specific impact is to those communities and populations experiencing disparities across all content, across policies, across programs. It means thinking about where are the gaps, and it means when you think about population health, you need to think about subpopulations. And it means when you think about blacks, you can't just think about African Americans, but you have to think about the within group groups. Because as we all know, when you look at data, the more you break it down, the more differences you can find. So if you don't bring a lens that says, I don't only want to see breakdown by race, but I want to see within race. I want to see if the Mexican Americans in my community are experiencing the same outcomes as the Puerto Ricans or those from Argentina. If you don't ask that question, if you don't bring that in, that lens, you're not going to identify what are sometimes some of the most significant differences. So our fellowship program really brings that equity lens to critically analyzing issues, programs, and policies, informing the development of policies, assuming leadership roles, and working effectively with disadvantaged communities. So I wanted to show you literally a picture of what our fellows look like. These are the seven cohorts of fellows. And in addition to recruiting fellows who are committed to both learning about health policy and advancing health equity, we also very intentionally look at diversity in professional backgrounds, in life experience, in lived experience, in interest, to create a learning community. Lily talked about the importance of peer teaching and the idea of learning from each other, and that's really critical to our program. Dr. Satcher has instilled a core value at the Institute that everybody teaches and everybody learns. So when you have someone like David Satcher who says to fellows, I'm here to learn with you and from you, that's both a powerful statement but also a very powerful model. And I think the importance of modeling leadership behavior and modeling a health equity lens in any kind of training program can't be overemphasized. Most health policy training programs are really healthcare policy training programs. And we actually just completed a lit review, and it's striking that even in many schools of public health, the focus is more on health services research than it is bringing a broad health and all policies and health equity and all policies lens, which is what we do. That includes a very broad curriculum that not only looks at healthcare and healthcare finance and healthcare organization, but it also looks at social determinants of health. And it looks at everything in between. Community-based experiences are critical to our fellowship program, both for the opportunity to experience integrating that equity lens across different organizations, but also to see what leadership styles look like and what organizational styles look like. And our fellows also have opportunities to work at academic departments in Morehouse School of Medicine, and participate in a faculty development program. I know you can all read that. Actually, I know you can't all read that, but I want to give you a sense of what our curriculum looks like, because again, it is broad and deep. But I also want to give you a sense of how we bring a health equity lens into that. So in addition to including topics like social determinants, the health safety net, and health impact assessments, it also means that when we talk about health care and health reform, we intentionally include an equity lens that looks at the impact on racial and ethnic minorities, the impact on low-income populations, the impact on people with chronic mental health disorders and disabilities. It means we look at the data demographic provisions of the ACA. It also means that when we talk about disparities, again, we're not just talking about race and ethnicity, we're also talking about disparities experienced by people with disabilities. We're talking about incarceration. We're talking about how you actualize a research agenda through a disparities and an equity lens. Strategic partnership is really a core value. It's also a critical component to our success. We have a partnership with the Center for Leadership and Disability at Georgia State University, where we have a shared HRSA grant. They have a Georgia LEND program, which is Leadership Education in Neurodevelopmental Disabilities. We have a shared fellow every year with that program. But it also gives us an opportunity to bring our equity lens to their learners and bring a sensitivity and appreciation for the challenges for people living with disabilities to our fellows. We've expanded it this past year with a partnership with Rollins School of Public Health at Emory in their maternal child health program, where we have a leadership collaborative now with learners from across those three institutions. This will give you a sense of kind of the broader landscape of partners that we leverage, both in terms of subject matter experts and in terms of practicum opportunities, which include both federal and state agencies and local organizations doing community health advocacy, education advocacy, LGBT advocacy. So we have one former fellow and, one current fellow and four former fellows presenting at APHA. I'll share with you during the Q&A if you'd like some more about where our fellows are in terms of the leadership roles they're taking, both in academic institutions and across state, federal, and local agencies and healthcare organizations. Last, just a picture of the publications coming out, which again bring a disparities lens to the work that our fellows are doing, everything from HIT to HIV to people living with mental health disorders. Last, I just want to acknowledge our funders, and I look forward to your questions.